Welcome, welcome everyone to a brand new edition of Afro Anime. It is your boy RT Joss. I'm here with Sam Savage and Mo, and obviously you can tell that we are missing somebody. Trey could not join us today. He might not be much help today for today's game of Naruto trivia, but since you know
he's a casual.
He didn't even watch OG. He didn't even watch Naruto. He just watched Shippuden and just watched the flashbacks to get caught up on everything that was going on.
He said that's all he needed.
Yeah, that's crazy. He really missed out on a great show. OG Naruto's lit. But so today's trivia will be RT Joss, Sam Savage, and Mo. But we have a special guest in the building. Our very, very first guest of Afro Anime. He is our podcasting brother, our brother from another mother from Michigan. Go follow him at C for Table Talk. It is the main man himself, host and co-host of C for Table Talk. Excuse me, Mari.
Yes, sir. What's good with your boys?
Hey, you really gas up that man. That's love, bro. You know?
Sorry, I had to get the gunshots. Like I said, we've been talking about bringing guests. You know, Mari and I have been going back and forth communicating. I was a guest on his pod. He is the first official guest of Afro Anime. This will not be his last one. Of course, we're gonna have more members of Secret Table Talk and a little more revolving guests as months go by, as even weeks go by. But today, what we got? Yeah, we got Naruto trivia. I'm sorry again. I'm still waking up, y'all. It's 5. It's 10 a.m. The guys
running on 2 hours of sleep.
The guys wanted to do this podcast like really early, whatever reason Sam had.
y'all crazy for doing this so early.
We got things to do, man. Like I would have done it later, but I understand Sam's situation right now, so I was like, let's just get it out the way.
Yeah, what you about to go pumpkin picking, Sam?
Apple picking, man. Apples.
That was last week.
I was joking around. You actually did that?
Well, I went apple picking and didn't actually go pick any apples.
That's what you're just looking.
So you just went to go. So you went picking. You didn't even go picking. You just went to go.
No, apples. I got some hot apple cider, and I got some and I got some what's it called? Some apple cider donuts. Them drones was fire.
Apple cider donuts.
And it was nice and warm too. Them drones is gas, no cap. But yeah, we ain't go actually in the fields, you know, picking the apples.
You wasn't built for that.
Yeah, flashbacks.
That's what I was thinking.
I wasn't gonna say it. We're just vibing and talking. We wind up going actually apple picking. We're just chilling.
That's what's up. Does anything happen that we need to talk about? Like anything outside of DJ Envy possibly going to jail?
What are you going to do?
Oh, you ain't here about the real estate fraud?
Nah. That nigga Sam just be in his own world, bro.
He don't read. He don't pay attention at all. Like, how do you not be seeing this? As much time you spend on...
I know it was on the shade room, bro. I know you seen it. Come on.
Exactly. Now. As much time you spend on your phone, you don't see this shit?
There is one thing.
How you on my dick, bro?
The Attack on Titan trailer.
Yes. Actually, yeah. That's actually... Look at it. Finally. This is why we have Mari here.
Finally dropped it.
Oh, we can't hear you at all. Exactly. You fixed it. But yes, like Mari said, finally, the Attack on Titan trailer had dropped. Next week, November 4th, I think that's the same week as Invincible, so we're going to be eating real good. But yeah. Attack on Titan, final season, chapter 3, part 4, paragraph 6, section 5, sentence 8. This is it. This is the final episode. They just said it's a 1 hour special. I think the runtime will be an hour and 2 minutes. And this nigga Mo is going. See, I told you.
Get that nigga a new router, man. Get this nigga a new router.
I think it's like an hour and 30. I think
yeah,
that's it.
Hour 30. I read it. Someone told me 1 hour 2, but this is it. I just want to talk about it. Get this over so I can talk about it. With these niggas, more so than Sam. Yes, we can hear you now.
All right, I was setting up my mic because I forgot to do that.
Yes, always unprepared. I know.
I'm a bad modder, bro. I'm so sorry, man.
It's you and Sam. Trayvon, not so much, but
I've gotten better, man. You can't lie.
You have gotten better. That's crazy, bro. You on your Drake decline, Mo. You started off great. Now you falling.
Oh no, this is crazy. This is
you're falling. You're going shoop. But
no, see, anyway. it's just that I had like so many things to do in my head. I was like, all right, I'm already set up. I was like, I had my light here, I had the camera, I had to figure out the camera, and then I was like, oh shit, my mic.
How you forget the mic? Like, that's the most
important. Because I saw you and I was like, oh wait, Josh got a mic, and I was like, oh wait, I got a mic too, nigga. And it took me a minute, and I was like,
niggas lagging.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's that morning lag, man. It takes me like an hour or two to you really wake up.
In real life.
Like that nigga from JJK. Never mind.
It's 24 frames.
You gotta watch that episode.
No, Mari's behind, man. He ain't caught up.
Hey, I would say don't spoil. Don't spoil.
Oh, I ain't even say nothing, bro. JJK.
He is like, he like three episodes out. You gotta catch up on
how
that.
You but, behind on JJK.
Bro, yeah, bro. I got like so many shows I'm watching right now, bro. It's like a rotation.
I don't blame. It's a lot of shows out in November, about to get even crazier with more shows. Like
you doing yourself an injustice by not watching JJK, respectfully.
I will agree with that as well.
You're doing the Lord's work by not watching JJK, man.
And you three episodes behind, like, bro. I think you at the part. You probably at the part where Gojo just got sealed. Then,
jeez. No, I'm past that. I'm past that.
Oh, you about to?
All right. He's about to say, "All right, I ain't see that yet."
He's like, "Oh fuck, my bad."
No, I'm at the part where they just fought the granny and shit. They just fought granny and whatever.
Yeah. I know where you're at. Yeah. You know, then they go with the shiesty mask. Yeah. He was a fraud. So
did anybody pop up?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, he ain't there yet. He don't know about that yet. He don't know about that yet.
No, I'm not that far. Not that far.
No, I won't say anything, but
I was like, let me ask that question first.
Yeah, keep watching. You'll see a man. You'll see.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Them niggas was fearing Gojo as a kid. I was like, damn. This thing had them shook like that.
You know how powerful you gotta be to make grown ass men shake in fear as a kid. That nigga just stared at him and said, "What's up?" Them niggas said, "No,
His very existence shook the core of the Jujutsu world.
That's crazy.
Just him being alive.
That is crazy. But what was? Oh, wait, yeah. Attack on Titan final season next week. Finally, you can expect the boys to talk about it. We will talk about it, and I am going to kill it, roast it, murder it all over again because that ending is garbage.
Don't do this.
Are they changing that? Please tell me they're changing that.
I don't know. I don't read
the manga, so I don't know what's happening. So no spoilers. But
I told Mari for 3 years. No. This ending is garbage. So
Mari, bro, how do you feel about the ending? No spoilers,
bro.
Good or garbage or great? Just pick one.
It's trash. The ending to it is trash, bro.
I try to tell these niggas like, that they don't trash. Believe me.
Truthfully, they've been taking so long. I was like, bro, I gotta go read the manga. I gotta get ahead, read the manga. I read it, and I was like, this is really how we gonna end this?
I said, bro, ain't no way, bro.
The
anime community, everyone who's read this manga is like, yo, dog, we just want y'all to see it so we know we not crazy. Because it's not us. We not tripping. This shit is trash. And I thought I was tripping when I first read it. Then I had Sam tell me, nah, this shit was trash. Then I had Mari tell me, yo, this shit is trash. And I had other niggas in my Discord tell me, yo, this shit is trash, dog. I'm not tripping, right?
Bro, that's crazy. And then, too, everybody that's listening, don't watch the trailer because you will get spoiled. There was spoilers in the trailer. Like,
it's
spoilers. I feel like they showed a lot of stuff. And I just don't understand why they're doing it. Because, like, it's a week out, bro. Just let niggas watch the show. Now,
at that point, I agree.
Like, I understand they're trying to bring hype to it. But, like, it's only going to be an hour episode. So, you can only show so much. Like, it's not like they're showing another season.
Shit, nigga. They
got to bring it.
It's like a 45-hour-long episode. And I feel like they just put a lot in that trailer. And I'm like...
But they've been doing that since they've been breaking this shit up because I think fans are just tired of it. Like, yo, just drop it at this point.
Hey, don't do this. I'm not tired.
I know, but I know fans who are like, yo, like they want it. Yo, somebody said as a troll, like, yo, imagine if they hit to be continued at the end of the episode and it's not the shit we gotta watch. I would have been like, yo, dog, I'm done. I'd be like, I quit AOT at that point. I'm done.
Hey, here's a question
for you right then and there.
Yo, that's nasty.
Hey, here's a question though. Does them dragging it out take away from the everything else they've done so far with Attack on Titan? Because I feel like I feel like it do just a little bit.
Yes, and no.
I'm not gonna go there yet until I see the ending. And I think the ending will change. I think the ending will have a big impact on my answer. So
I've always stated. Wait,
Mo, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
You ever heard the phrase "you ever fuck around and find out"?
Hey, yo, I've always said it's not about how you start; it's about how you finish.
This is not fair because I'm going up against three manga readers right there. Where is my nigga Trayvon at?
I'm not a manga reader. I just didn't want to wait 5 years to figure out how the hell this shit was going to end.
Exactly. Remember, the shit came out in a pandemic. We had to wait even longer.
I'm gonna tell niggas go outside and touch some grass until November 4th because it's never that deep, man. Just go outside.
Most people gonna be worried about Invincible at this point, bro.
No. Hold on a second. I'm on that nigga Mo ass because this nigga didn't want to read the tackle tape, but this nigga decided to read Hunter Hunter.
I didn't read Hunter Hunter.
You read Hunter Hunter.
I read Berserk because Berserk doesn't really have an anime adaptation.
And it never will have an anime adaptation because everybody fucks it up.
It could. I think Mabel would do a great job.
Because I had this conversation with Sam, there's no point in getting an anime adaptation I'm going to tell you why you're going to agree with me. Let me tell you why. Because they drop a chapter every 8 years.
I mean, yeah, we're like fucking like, I think it's like 400 chapters in right now.
But what's the point of making an adaptation, spending all this money and resources to animate? Hang on. Listen. It's like, why am I spending all this money and resources into making an anime where a story that's not finished now won't ever be finished? There's two reasons. One, the author died, God rest his soul. So now you got
the nigga died.
Yeah, guys, I'm cutting you off. It's going to be finished. That's the whole point of it. His best friend.
But it's not going to be the same. That's why we don't know what his best friend is going to do. And I ain't gonna hit these last couple the last chapter I read from Berserk did not hit.
Bro, you don't even read Berserk, so I don't know why you're talking.
I do read Berserk.
Okay, Josh.
I do read Berserk. Josh
hop in one chapter and be like, yeah, man, this shit not hitting no more.
No, okay. Dog, I read Berserk. I know what's going on. He wasn't in the trenches. Dog, do you want me to remind you what just happened?
You talking about points that people make on the internet.
I'm talking from a logical perspective. Homeboy, it's the same reason why Hunter Hunter won't ever get animated again because there's no fucking point.
I think it's supposed to. There's been speculation of like 2024.
It's been speculations every year that Hunter Hunter will get an animation.
You're not throwing strays at Hunter Hunter.
Hunter times Hunter is not coming back, man.
No, he's a fraud. He's a fraud. Don't
Hunter Square is Hunter Square. Yu Yu Hakusho got a better chance coming back, bro.
Hey, Hunter will come back, bro. It's going to come back.
Should come back.
I think Hakusho is definitely coming back. I think they announced
And I'm glad for that too. That's my shit.
But don't disrespect Hunter Hunter. And then as far as Berserk goes, his best friend at least has some sort of like inkling of where he wants the story to go. So it is what it is.
Listen, if it gets done, I'm happy it gets done. I think the story is phenomenal. It's dragging.
It's on the final arc, bro. Like
My hero been on the final arc for 2 years now.
It's exactly my point. But the final arc for this just started. It just started like two chapters ago, bro.
All right, dog.
Like legit niggas they want in One Piece shit right now. They want a boat. They're like, yo, what the fuck we finna do? And I can make that joke because I'm fucking watching One Piece. Yeah, Josh might not work it. All right, it's my time. Welcome to the Afro Anime Podcast. It's your host, Mo.
Shut up, bitch.
How the tables turn, huh?
No, my shit got unplugged.
It happens to the best of us, man. It's all good.
Because I was arguing with you and my hand hit it, so.
But I will say I don't think it's fair to
pause. Pause. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to say that's a pause.
Okay. Anyway, I don't think it's worth putting Berserk in a conversation because it's going to wrap up eventually.
It just feels like
Hunter Hunter is going to wrap up eventually.
All right, that's different.
How is it different? Break it down. How is it different?
One nigga died. One nigga's possibly about to die. You know, like, it's just different. Like, I don't know what you want me to say.
He don't got no friend that can help take over.
But I know his wife is like the Arthur fucking what's that joint called? Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Really?
So if anything, she could probably take it over, but
yeah, she might write a better story right now, but
okay. I don't know why you're playing this game. What? Why are you playing this game?
I just like shitting on Hunter Hunter just to piss Mo off.
All right, man. Go watch.
I feel like it is an overrated anime, but that's
go
that's
watch crazy. Episode 1200 of One Piece, bro. Let me know how them boats are doing.
Hey, yo, shit popping off. They just finished Wano arc, bro. We about to head to
the
next arc.
They're about to fight the nigga who ate the god food or some shit. Yeah.
No, not yet.
The legendary Norse god Thor. They're about to fight the nigga Thor right now.
That will be.
Yeah, I forgot Luffy went Gear 5.
Yeah, that was lit.
Nigga turned into a condom and then turned everything else into a condom. I'm tired of this.
No, he turned. He became a for one. He became a.
And I'm saying this. And I'm saying this as a One Piece watcher, bro. I'm tired of this.
No, he hated. I'm hating. Yo, he lying because he loved Alabasta.
This sound like Dragon Ball Z, man. I ain't gonna lie. It's just many transformations.
Yeah, where you think
I
they
will
got
never.
It?
I will never ever touch One Piece.
I know why you talking about Dragon Ball Z.
I don't care how good it is. I don't care how good it is, bro. I am not wasting my time sitting in to watch 1,000+ episodes, bro. That's just too much time, bro. And then didn't the live action jump and have good. Didn't that they just have good. Luffy do the Gear 5 in that?
No, nigga.
I swear.
That's a fan made clip, nigga.
He
I was gonna say, bro. Stuff. I was about to say that's crazy. If they
that's fan made.
I was gonna say that's crazy
because I know Clippy talking there. About nigga. That's fan made. The One Piece live action is lit. Shout out to Gota because he did it. He succeeded in manga, anime, and live action. Like who knew? Who knew, bro? He's
all I'm saying is that I haven't watched it in like a week, so I will try to get back into it. But
well, you finished the arc. I'm not pacing like, yo, I'm not rushing you. Like, you just finished one of the longest arcs in One Piece, so.
You can't rush me.
Stop right now.
Sam, shut the fuck up. We'll watch 100 again.
I enjoy Alabasta for you know, like.
Nah, hold up, nigga. Nah, Sam, go watch the 100 for the billionth time. We all know you do that every day.
Why you on my dick, bro?
We know you don't watch anime. We know you don't watch anime.
Fuck you, first of all. I'm the only one in the chat right now that watched Castlevania. So hop on my dick, nigga. No, I've watched
Castlevania, too.
Yeah, okay.
I'm deciding to do other things in my time than watch the spinoff.
Exactly. You watch Cyberpunk again with your nigga. I'll be doing shit, nigga.
You watch Cyberpunk again with your girlfriend. I gotta wait for her to finish Castlevania in order for you to watch Castlevania Nox.
Yeah, I enjoy watching things again if they're really good and watching them with somebody who's watching them like the first
time. I will never in my life. Well. I will never go back and rewatch an anime, bro. That's just too long. Especially if it's a long anime, bro. I can't do it.
He's not lying. I've only done it for a couple. You got me in a special trick.
You don't know ball.
The only time I will go back and rewatch it, if it's somebody that has never watched anime, I will watch the anime with them just to get them to watch it. That's the only time.
If your girl watched Full Metal Brotherhood for the first time, you will watch it again?
Yeah, I'll go back and watch it. I actually need to go back and watch that again. I actually enjoyed it. I just that shit was confusing the first time, so I need to go back and rewatch it again.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not rewatching until we get to part 4 and 5. Respectfully, I'm not trying to see the first three. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's my take.
Hey, yo, part one was kind of good though. Part one was lit.
I just don't want to sit through all five of those parts personally. That's all.
Go ahead, Sam.
Whoa, hold on. Full Metal is elite all parts, nigga. What the fuck is y'all talking about?
Yeah, I don't want no smoke. I want no smoke, man.
What are you talking about? Yeah, part 4 or 5, where you know what I'm saying? But like, what?
It's cool. I don't want no smoke, bro. It's cool, man. It's cool. But yo, Sam, I watched Hunter Hunter with Sam. I watched the whole like Chimera Ant arc.
That was the only arc that was good, dog. That was the only arc worth watching.
Yes, don't do that. I don't know why you just said
it's not the only. It's not the
it's,
only.
Okay,
arc
it's good. One
bro,
of
how many times like I said that arc could have been solved with a can of Raid, bro.
You say that every time that joke is not and the joke is corny. It's not funny, bro.
That's that ball. Point.
Like tomato. The joke is corny. He says it. Say it all the time. Like it's not funny. I'm not even gonna let you disrespect that because that arc was lit. Like I was excited to watch every episode of Hunter x Hunter when that arc got going. I was like, oh shit, these niggas popping off. When we got to the fucking Zodiac art. I said, all right, this shit is dead to me now because I don't care anymore.
Oh god, here you go. That was supposed to be the setup for the Ness art. And then I think
yeah, we ain't get it.
Bungie Gum, Hisoka and Crollo, I think they have the battle as well. And then like Hisoka essentially like dies, but then he like brings himself back to life.
I will, since you said that, I will go Google that arc in the manga just to read that, because I feel like that would be a good
battle. I mean, you can just like, they have like fan animations like the fight, so you can just like watch it. Like I have definitely like in the past. So
I don't just, like, usually watch those. I don't. I'm not gonna say this.
You can read the manga of that.
I do read. Like I like to read.
But like essentially like Hisoka like dies, but then he like revives himself.
This nigga casted a reanimate juicing on himself, bro.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. Like he did that because he made like some type of like pact or whatever. And like if your like pact is like stronger than like your death, like because the same thing happened with the cat girl when she essentially had like her head chopped off, and then she still like was able to attack Gon. Like it's like
P2. P2, yeah. that was the name?
Yeah, but like P2 was like essentially like gone, like head was chopped off, but she was able to still get gone. It's kind of the same thing, but Hisoka does the same thing, and then he goes after, I think, every member of the Phantom Troop.
Yeah, that's when your man
one by one, apparently. So that's all I like kind of know, but I don't read the manga. The only manga I've actually read is Berserk.
Why don't you read the Hunter x Hunter manga if you've been waiting?
I mean, it's not finished right now, so I'm not going to like waste my time, but I just don't feel the need to like get into it if it's not me gonna be like
he don't want to waste his time. I call, we got him. FBI.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. That wasn't FBI, an argument.
We got
it. Wasn't an argument. I'm fine with that. I'm just saying it's not finished. Like it's not even like close to being finished right now. So I'm not gonna,
I think
like
they last it. Off is the Dark Continent arc last time somebody told me. And I don't know. I don't ever
see it. Yeah, I think they were in the Dark Continent arc, but I'm just saying like Berserk was already like 300 chapters deep when I opened that bitch up, and is now kind of close. It's starting to get to like its ending arc, but Berserk was like a phenomenal read. So
I know Berserk is top tier. It's fucked up. It's a mind fuck, but it's a top tier story.
Yeah. Phenomenal read for sure. So I can't wait for him to get his anime.
Yo, you can't set the clip. They said that boy Berserk got. I was like, yo, what? The R word as a baby? Oh, hell
no. It got everything, and it's not fun. Like,
yeah, there's a gold, brother.
Beware of horses, beware of goblin, demons, your best friend.
Yeah, I did hear about
don't trust a girl. The horse got possessed by like a demon.
Goat orgies, like beware of everything. It's basically The Boys. It's a darker, more twisted version of The Boys, I guess.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's definitely darker than The Boys, brother.
That's wild.
Definitely, for sure.
Like, no, definitely. Gen V, I did start Gen V. I watched the first episode.
Gen V is good.
I'm gonna get through it tonight, most likely.
Are you watching it, Mark?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta watch. I gotta watch the last episode that just came out.
Me too. Yeah, yeah. They doing some things in Gen V, which I can see how they would easily carry into The Boys.
Well, that's what they said. That's what they said about the show. That
yeah, but I see it now. Like okay. I see the vision they're going for, and I'm like, oh shit, could get scary.
Like that, it's going like it's basically like a handoff. Like when a moment, because I actually had this conversation with Trayvon Sam yesterday about it. Is that whenever Gen V ends, probably around the holiday time. Because I don't know how long the episodes are going to be in terms of like the season, but they said the moment Gen V ends, it's basically like, yo, we're going to hand it off to The Boys season 4. So next week they got Invincible. So I'm thinking like in between January or February, we get in Boys season 4. So by the end of the year, I'm thinking we're going to get a trailer. I think we're getting a trailer by the end of the year.
It's going to be crazy, bro.
Yeah,
they always go crazy. They find a way to top every season. It gets crazier and crazier.
But the one thing I will say though, I think it's really interesting seeing the main character because they're like showing her kind of like get stronger. They're like, yo, can you do this thing? And then she's just like, I haven't done this before. And then she does it. And you're like, no, that's kind of terrifying.
They calling her the Black Katara on the time. I'm like, hold up, bro.
She's not that in episode 1, but later in the season, she start doing shit. You like, oh, you able to do that?
Oh, that's, shit. Hey, she the Black Tondro.
The Black Tondro is crazy.
Yo, Oh shit, I ain't want no problems, you know? Black so all I'm gonna say
I
is
never
that,
done nothing, but somehow I can magically do it.
That's without crazy. Practice. That is accurate. That's Tanjiro. That's Tanjiro.
But like they do it in this season, and she just like doing shit, and they're like, wait, you can do that? No. They're like, hey, oh, wait. So yeah, but she can be a problem.
When you look at it though, it makes sense because she don't really know, like she hasn't been trained
at all
on her powers or at all. So like, she don't really know like what she can do and what she can't.
Yeah. I would say, but that's for all the characters in the boys, I feel like. I mean, even in the boys, most of the characters
Not the boys. I feel like most of the people in the boys, they know what they can and can't do.
Exactly. Because
they've been using their powers for so long.
Okay, okay.
So like for her, it's just like, she just knew she had powers, never really had that training or anything, and she's been in, you know, like grew up in that orphanage, so like she never really fully extended to practicing her power. So it's a lot different.
She from the streets. She a first round draft pick, made it all the way to the top. Hey, D1 college athlete, NIL deal.
She on her Tom Brady shit right now. I ain't gonna lie. That shit looking scary. Like the shit she does, you're like, wait.
I know she controls the blood, but I can assume that she's going to do crazy shit with the blood.
Yeah, but at like first, it's like she's going to control her own blood, and you're like, okay, like she has to cut herself to do that. But then, as her powers progress, you're like, oh wait, you can.
That's the thing about the trailers. Like they'll tell you more than what you want to know. Because I remember watching the trailer. I mean, like, she made a nigga dick explode in the trailer. So.
Dog, what's up with them in that, bro?
I don't know what's up with them in dicks. I really don't know. Imagine coming into the writer's room or the producer's room. Like, yo, here, play down these papers. This is what we're going to do. We're going to put a dick on somebody's screen, and then we're going to make it explode.
That same.
And then they literally green like that. Y'all agree? All right, fuck it. We gonna do it. Like, bro, what?
like, I don't understand. Like, I'm still haven't recovered from season three of the shit. And I still haven't recovered from that at all.
Orgasm?
Yes, bro.
No, that was even nastier. I'm talking about the first episode. You remember when the nigga went into the tunnel of love and came out all covered in guts?
Sam knows who you're talking about, but yeah,
exactly. You all the dick shit you be remembering.
I don't understand why he's confused. Cause he's the one that called me freaking out about it. But I don't know why he's acting confused.
I don't know. I feel like Sam, did you watch The Boys from Us first? Because I feel like you were.
I was the first one that watched it.
Yes, and I remember when I got to that part, I called Sam and freaked out, and I told Mo and Trayvon, when you get to this part, you're gonna have to call us. Mo called us when he got to that part, freaked out. Trayvon watched it in real time while we were still on the phone with him because we was playing Super Smash. And that nigga's like, yo, I'm at this part where a dude just went in somebody's urethra. I'm very scared what's about to happen. And
oh, you talking about when it shrunk?
Yes, nigga. What do you think we was talking about? Dumbass.
I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was confused, bro. He's in his own
world. Yo, he was lagging, bro. That's all right.
It took him a minute, man.
Yo, what are y'all talking about? Pause. And then
you see other dick that we don't know about?
Nigga, you see how many dicks you see on the boys in Gen V, bro? You get confused, bro.
You keep it.
Hold on, I ain't gonna lie. If she exploded that nigga dick, bro, he gotta sit down to pee now. I would be so sick.
That shit gotta hurt. Imagine trying to butt like that shit gotta hurt.
Nigga, the nigga don't got a dick no more. I was like, this probably had the bull. Remember the bull who said he was fucking a girl with ice powers?
Yeah, that was painful. I was like, y'all to kill myself. It ain't worth it no more.
I said, this is him now. No dick. Dickless.
They gotta stop. And yo, Herogasm was much worse because you felt bad for MM. And I'm not trying to make a dude like a boys review, but MM got busted on pause, but it was bad.
That nigga got blasted.
He actually got busted on. There's no pause in that. It happened.
God, that's crazy.
I said, I was like, there's no point fighting Soulja Boy at this point, bro. Just let it go. You got to move on. You got to become a family man.
In the new season? Bro. Oh, wait, no, I forgot. Wait. No, you should be there. Oh, wait, no, wait, Josh, how many, where are you at right now?
I'm on episode 2.
Oh, okay, never mind. I was.
We could talk about it, but these niggas.
They already spoiled that somebody's dick explodes.
I'm about to say, I expected somebody dick to
explode. There's other things that happen, though, but
I can imagine, like, the boys pushes the boundaries of just weirdness and, like, I don't even know what I describe, like, just weirdness and, like, unholiness.
Yeah. Yeah,
like that would show the deep sea still never. I just saw that clip the other day with an octopus because somebody had an octopus get on their car, right? And they said, yo, what would you all do if y'all see this octopus? And then somebody retweeted and posted the deep clip of him getting hit from the octopus. I said, yo, I can't, yo, somebody need God. We need God, yo.
This is nasty for sure. Hey, bro, all I'm gonna say is that when you see it on puppets, brother. It ain't good.
Nah, that nigga got real life demons. Josh, leave me the lookout, bro.
Was it like Black Noir when he started speaking to cartoons and shit?
A little bit, sure. Yeah, a little bit.
Because yeah. I was like, what the fuck are we doing here?
But when you see those puppets, you're gonna be like,
oh, it's Pinocchio? Oh no. Nah.
That's all I'm gonna say. So I believe it at that.
I'm about to watch that as soon as we get done this episode. What were we 31 minutes in? All right, what were we talking about? Naruto trivia. All right, Mari got questions. Mari, you can just start. Pick whoever you want, and we go from there.
Y'all just want to randomly pick, or y'all want
to? How do you want to do it? Do you want to like take turns?
I guess.
You don't have like a buzzer.
I don't. So, I don't got that. I got a gunshot.
We could take turns essentially, like. And then, like, if I miss my question, then Josh can answer it. And then if Josh is wrong, Sam can answer it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we'll do it this way. So I'll pick a number between 1 through 10. Whoever closest, y'all can either decide if y'all want to go first or y'all can pick who go first.
Cool. We cool with that.
Yeah. Who want to go first?
Well, we have to say a number first. You ain't listen. My number is 4. My number 4. 4 is my favorite number.
I'm going 6.
7.
All right, Sam, you was the closest. My number was 9. So you want the first question or you want to pass it off?
I want the first question. Let me have it.
Oh, pass it off. All right. It's crazy.
So Sam first, Josh second, I'll be last. Since they were like kind of closer at that point.
And no Sam,
your question is, name the master of taijutsu. Oh,
you should know the Sam.
God Sensei.
You are correct. Is there a time limit?
I got it on my phone. I'm doing 15 seconds.
All right. 15
seconds?
15 seconds. Hey, I say about probably like 30 seconds.
Give all right, 30, 30. Man. Please. Come on. It's been a while.
No, y'all niggas not built. 15 seconds.
Well, you the only
know about Lord 7th, man. This is Lord 7th we're talking about right here.
He live, eat, and sleep Naruto.
I mean, he do. But I mean, he not even relevant no more. So he trapped in a cube. Like he in a box. Like he in a box. They put that nigga in a box like Gojo.
Also, too, if anybody has listened to this episode, spoiler warning, because if you have not finished Naruto, do not listen.
You're your own. Nah, you don't listen any further. Nah, if you ain't finished Naruto,
if you don't care about spoilers. And you just aren't gonna remember shit, go ahead and listen to it. But once you do finish, come back, listen to this episode.
Yeah, he better than us. We would have just kept going without
exactly. I'm like, yo, it's 2023. Who didn't finish Naruto at this point? Or at least don't know the story.
Hey, I'm in the middle of Shippuden right now. So
are you serious?
What? Yeah.
I wouldn't have asked you to do this thing.
Hey, I don't care. I didn't watch so many RDC videos where they didn't talk about Naruto. I don't remember none of it.
Yo, did you watch the last Video Game House real quick?
Yes, bro. That shit was hilarious. Bro, when that nigga Tails...
Stop trying to stall, bro.
Hold on. Bro, when that nigga Tails got slept, that shit
that came out of nowhere. Yo, them niggas are stupid. All right, you go ask the question now.
All right, Josh, question is... Naruto is a manga series created by who?
Kishimoto.
That is correct.
No, he should say his full name.
Yeah, what's his first name?
Shit, yeah, nigga. I just know Kishimoto.
That's about be only 1 point, not two.
Nah, it's 2 points, nigga. I got Kishimoto. We call him Kishimoto san.
Wait, it's Mashi Kishimoto.
The nigga name is Mashi.
Yeah.
Mashi, I ain't know that. I just know Kishimoto. That's it.
Also, too, fair warning, I might butcher some of these names, so I'm gonna just throw that out there right now.
Yeah, he better than us.
He better than us.
I'm just throwing that out there right now. Bro.
Shit, I like how you do the disclaimer for shit. We just keep going, bro.
And hey, not gonna have niggas roasting me for no reason. Acting like I can't. All right, Mo. What is the name of Naruto's signature move that combines wind and Rasengan?
It's like Rasen Shuriken or some shit, bro.
Nah, say the yeah. full title. Say the full
it's
title.
Rasen Shuriken.
Nah,
sure.
Nigga. What is it? What's the element style?
He didn't ask for that.
Exactly.
Don't do that. No, it's Rasen Shuriken. That's what
yeah, nigga.
That's what they had on that.
Is it 2 points for each question? That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just do one. Why make it hard on yourself?
All right. I didn't know. I don't care, honestly. We'll do 1 point.
Just do one.
All right, Sam.
Sam.
Wait, what about you?
He not playing, nigga.
I'm the host. What the
fuck? He gonna ask him
something? I can't. Yo, this nigga Sam don't listen.
That nigga Sam is currently lost right now.
That's crazy. All right, bro, you made me forget what question I was on. Okay. Oh, the fourth one. All right. Which character uses the technique called Rasengan?
Which character?
Yeah.
Like, you mean all the characters or just one?
They just have one.
Sam, name them all.
You got one third chance, bro.
They use Rasengan? Okay.
You got it. And you got to name them all. If you don't, you're wrong.
Okay. No, if I... Okay.
You got to name them all. If you don't, you're wrong. Go ahead.
Okay. Come on, Sam. You got Lord Seven. You got Boruto. Technically, you got Kakashi because he turned into a Shidori.
Yeah.
Jiraiya, Minato, Konohamaru.
Yeah, that's all of them.
And Boruto, if you want to include... what's that nigga name?
You didn't say Boruto?
No, he said Boruto.
Oh,
no,
I didn't say Boruto, but I'm saying another nigga from Boruto.
I know who you're talking about.
The nigga that looks like Jiraiya. Yeah. I can't think of the name.
Oh, the clone.
The clone bow, yeah.
I was waiting. I was trying to see if you slipped.
And if you want to include the Sage of Six Paths' youngest son,
this nigga eat, sleep, and just fuck Naruto, bro. That's it.
Be in too deep.
Good job.
I'm proud of you. The answer they had was Jiraiya. So they was just going with, I guess, the OG. I don't know.
They said,
I'm about
they
to say, he didn't create the jutsu, though. That was Minato, so that's crazy.
Hey, this is the website you sent me, brother.
Hey, I told you I was searching for a website. I couldn't find a good one.
I'm just going off of what they
We could have had Sam just make these questions.
Bro, you ain't want to want that, bro. I start going with some crazy shit, bro.
He would.
Who was the bug nigga that
he don't even know the answer to it.
I don't remember his name. The bug nigga.
You talking about Shino, brother?
Damn,
it's okay.
Oh, I guessed it. Oh, fuck.
He's yeah, the guy he's, that Shino was scared. Well, he wasn't scared of him, but he was stronger than Shino. And Shino was preparing for him the entire time.
Yeah, I took a guess. See, that's how much I know Sam, bro.
All right, go ahead. Next question.
All right, Josh, name the group of the three legendary ninja, also known as the three legendary Sannin.
The group? They were, I think manga-wise, anime-wise, they were known as Team 7, but they held Orochimaru, Tsunade, Jiraiya, and Hiruzen.
Yeah. It was just naming the Jiraiya, Orochimaru, and Tsunade.
I like, all right, I got them
we'll
all
take,
right.
See. We'll take it.
But you got it. Yeah. I don't know. They worded that question so weird. They should have just said, who are part of the legendary Sannin. I don't know.
I agree.
Than that. They threw on the extra words.
They throw niggas off.
Right. All right, Mo. Which character has the ability to manipulate time?
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Manipulate time?
Yeah.
In Naruto?
There's a character. I don't know.
Which character has the ability to manipulate time?
I have an answer, but because I feel like there are multiple characters who can, essentially. But my answer, can I just give two answers? Is that fine? Is that fine, guys? Are you fine if I just use two answers?
I don't know. So go ahead.
Let's see who your first answer.
I'm gonna say Obito, and then I'm gonna say Itachi, because in my head, I'm taking time as like the ability to kind of
like stop it.
Not even stop it, but essentially like with the fucking like Izanagi, whatever the fuck it is, the event happened. Well, he can't stop it, but he used it against the paper girl. He essentially would have died if he didn't have that eye on him. So that's my answer. It's those two. But if it's not those two, I'm a fraud. So if it's not, let Sam answer it until somebody gets it right. I don't think
I'm about to say, if it's wrong, like just don't say it's wrong.
Yeah, don't get that. That's wrong. Hey, man, I'm not beating a fraud allegation. This is crazy.
I don't know either, so I pass.
Who can manipulate time?
Sam about to take the lead on this bit.
No, I'm going to say one of them should be Itachi, but who else can manipulate time?
It's about to be a bullshit-ass answer.
Only the person I can think of that it's a theory of who can manipulate time is Madara. They believe that his Mangekyo Sharingan was a time ability.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, they know.
I'm thinking.
No, it's 30, but 30 seconds. Yes, you got
30 seconds.
Exactly.
Better think quicker.
You better manipulate time, nigga.
Be like, the world!
Better step into that, to the Speed Force.
Yo, that shit was ass. That Flash movie was ass. 10 seconds there. Come on.
Honestly, I don't think
Itachi, so I'm going to say Madara.
No. Honestly, I don't even know if this answer they have is even
close to being right. Is it Minato?
They have Kakashi via Kami.
He didn't stop time.
He didn't stop time. Right.
Can I get another question, guys? Because that should not be right.
That's not right.
Because we talk about time is really like Itachi, and I would say if anybody, but
a closest answer would be Itachi. What the fuck? Teleported.
This is the website you sent, Josh.
I know. I regret it.
Is Kakashi hot take via Kami or whatever?
No, or that's Kami. That's Kami. Yeah. Can I get a re-question, please?
Of course, he would get the hardest question. That's crazy.
That's not even a hard question. It's wrong. It is factually wrong.
It is wrong. Go ahead. You give him another question.
All right. Hold on. Let me go pull.
I'm about to say, if you got another site, you could use it. I had just started looking at random sites, bro.
That nigga Josh just gave you the first site that popped up.
That's not true. It was the third site on Google. Okay.
Let's see.
Because my first answer is about to be Sasuke, but I was like, he can't really stop time.
All right. What's that? I don't even think this answer is even right. Which character had a puppet on his back?
Oh, that's easy.
But I don't think the answer in here is...
Is it a puppet specifically on his back?
It just says which character had a puppet on his back.
Just like carrying it?
I don't know, brother. I didn't come up with the question. I didn't get it.
I know the site. I know that I found the site that I used, but I didn't look at the questions. But I feel like I know this answer. It's only like really one definitive answer. If it's wrong, then I'm sending him a new site immediately.
puppet on his back. All right, I don't really know.
I'm on beast stealing.
Oh god. But you can't steal. Sam would be the first one to steal, I think.
All right.
And then if he gets wrong, you can. I'm gonna just say I forget the nigga's name, but I'm gonna say the sand nigga who was like not Gar and then not the wind chick, but the puppet nigga who is. That's my answer. That nigga.
I know who you're talking about, but that
it's like
that answer's wrong.
That answer's wrong.
I feel like
I might know what they're getting at with this question with who they have as the answer.
Yeah.
Sam, you
let's,
got a chance.
Well, let's see if somebody gets it right and then we'll discuss. Because I'm getting the worst questions asked.
I'm about to send you a new site soon, Mark. Hey, y'all. But
I was going to say,
I want to see if Sam gets it. I'm intrigued.
Is it sorcery?
No, they have Gaara.
That's not a
puppet. That's not a goddamn puppet. That's a bag of sand.
I'm sending you a new site. I just texted you a new site.
Yeah, I just say I feel like the rest of these questions actually, I feel like have the right answers.
Who made this test? IGN?
I don't know. I'm about to say it has to be IGN. That's not a puppet. That's a bag. It's a gourd of sand. They literally say it in the show. It's a gourd of fucking sand. Right.
Why y'all holding me like this? This is insane. Why am I being held by these questions? I get the two words question and they both just factually wrong. They are both factually wrong. But they're going to say that Naruto can fire bend.
What the fuck is this? Like, having Naruto fire bend, crazy.
What the fuck is that finna be for me, you know?
I'm a man.
Sam is a busy
book. But Sam, what the fuck happened?
I got he busy right now, but I got a question, man. So yo, y'all be playing Smash over there, Mario? What's up?
Oh, this nigga. I told you he was obsessed with it.
I'm the only one that has a Switch and I have it and I play it, but I just don't have I just haven't bought online. So like, I have it and I play, but it's been a minute since I like last played actually.
Hey, no worries. I'm not even gonna press you about it, my boy. I respect that.
Let me, you know, get online and, you know, train a little bit. Hey, we can run.
You're training, right? Hey, say
what? Yeah, I gotta. Hey, it's been a minute since I played, bro.
You got a main character?
I bounce around with a few. Originally when I started playing it, it was when I was my old job when I was working. Like the dude that edits our podcast, we would be playing and he'd have like all the DLC and stuff. So like I would play with him, but now I don't have the DLC characters. So like I just be playing with their like original junk on there. So
ain't no shame in that.
But I mean, most of the time I would bounce around probably like Dark Pit. I say Bowser Jr.
That's fair.
Let's see. Who else?
Yo, what happened to this nigga Sam? Like, is everything good?
He's busy right now, bro. Jesus.
All right. Shit, we might not be able to do the trivia at all. Anyway, fuck.
We ain't got questions. Apparently, the question the nigga's asking is just...
No. I think those ones were just...
Nah, they wrong, bro. That was not...
That one was really wrong. But after that, the other ones on here that I have are...
They look okay.
Yeah, their stuff from that I've seen that like is right.
Interesting. Mm. Yeah, Josh is a nigga who bounces around with characters too, but he do it out of frustration.
I look at matchups. That's why.
Yeah, the matchups be cooking you though, brother. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Shut up, nigga.
No matter what it is, brother.
I look at matchups, brother. Listen, but my go-to is really Terry and Joker.
Which are both, I would say, decently bad matchups for my K-roll, but I think it's just a skill difference.
And it's okay. Damn sure it is. Oh, wait, think about use? He uses K-roll character and now Little Mac.
I don't really
touch Little Mac?
Little Mac.
I ain't gonna lie to you, my Little Mac, he's
solid. Hit it on the map, your Little Mac. It's not making it back.
Hey, he's solid, brother. I'm gonna find a way. Don't worry.
Go throw this nigga off the edge and he is not making it back.
Hey, trust and believe. He gonna find a way. Don't worry, brother. Don't worry. But I've been playing with Lil Mac a lot more recently, just because he's like, it's just a lot of fun just to fuck around with. But I was at a 20, like a weekly joint like 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. In my cable, I haven't touched in a while, and I like pulled him out. I was like, hey, this nigga's rusty. I was moving around. I was like, no, this is crazy. I said, I'm trash with this cable right now. But the Mac helped me get like top 8-ish, so I was like, I'll take it.
I mean, yeah, we definitely go on. When you do get online, hit me up because I'll get you involved in the matches because this nigga always want to be playing. Is he? He and Sam. Him and Sam always want to be playing.
I'm about to say, so. Sam, me and Sam play a decent amount. Like, we play a decent amount, I would say. I definitely play more than all these niggas because I go to, like, events and stuff. But
like, that's why I want to segue into top 8, bro. Talk about it.
Me? Hey, yeah. Hey, it could have been top 4, but, you know, we'll take it. But I –
Is it another? Like, it's going to be more, or is it going to be is done?
We'll see. I gotta see what my schedule is, man. Because a lot of it, if I'm like in the area, I can like easily go, but I don't want to like take an Uber all the way over there.
What was it, in Philly?
It was like in the city.
Mm.
And I like joint, work
at the joint where we did the
No. Okay. It's not anything we went to before.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I didn't even know. I knew you were still doing turns, but I didn't know like you was getting like that. Now I'm like top 8.
I mean, the scene isn't like it's not a big scene. It's like there are like some people there who are like solid, but like it's not like as competitive as like other scenes. So it's like decently like you could get up there and probably also hit like top 8 potentially. Like you could probably be like top 10. You could probably be like top
10. I like how you like to gas me up. I like that.
I mean, you're not gonna be like above me, but
I don't play enough. But I feel like I could probably knock some people off. Yo, meet me in a Street Fighter tournament. All right, see me in Street Fighter. Nigga. All
right, go ahead, go to Street Fighter tournament. I'll support you. Yeah, I might not be there physically, but I'll support you, brother.
But I'll always come out to support you. But you won't be there to support me. You see,
you also that's play.
Wow,
you also play. I don't play Street Fighter,
so I don't play Smash Brothers like that either.
You still show up to the tournaments and play.
I just play so you be used as a training dummy so niggas can get their combos off. Like, yo, thanks for letting me. I would need to really work on that new combo.
you're my warm up. I bring Josh to tournament so I can warm up against
him. Exactly. That's really what I'm there for, just to get warmed up on by random niggas. Hey, yo, thanks for doing that.
I appreciate you, big dog.
don't know this nigga at all. Then he take his sticks over to the pause. But he take his sticks over to the match. It's like, yo, get that dub. Like, yeah, thank you, brother. Thank you. I figured out that character. Thank you,
brother. They think they figured out the character the whole time you just asked.
Yeah, I said like, yo, dog, like, I ain't do shit. I was just pressing buttons.
I'm that's back.
Crazy. Nigga, yeah, I really need help with that matchup. Thank you, bro.
Wait, play as the Kazu, yo. I need you to just hit the heavy smash, hit the heavy tech all the time. I'm trying to break that armor real quick. I got a combo for it.
But Sam is also a Lil Mac main, and I didn't really start playing Mac until like Sam really, and I was like Lil Mac kind of like a lot of fun.
Okay, let's break this down real quick though. For context for the audience, yes, Sam is a Lil Mac. Moe Lil Mac and Sam Lil Mac is two different Lil Macs. It's night and day. Sam's Lil Mac is legit. I'm just gonna button mash my way through and hit
everything.
Moe Lil Mac is I'm actually going to. That's why it's better to fight Moe Lil Mac because he does want to get into the combos, so you can kind of predict what he's trying to do and knock it off. Sam is legit unpredictable and just button mash shit. Literally, he just button mash. And it's so fucking annoying because when you try to do some shit, this nigga just comes out you, just punches you with that fucking glove and just sends you flying off the mat.
Sam just don't know how to recover yet. Once I teach him how to recover, he'll be more.
Oh, he can't recover shit. We used to kill that nigga in the recovery. Also, he also picked the same map all the time where he doesn't have to recover.
Yeah, that's why he can't recover, because he don't practice it.
Even me, like, I learned how to edge guard finally.
Yeah, a little bit. You jump off the stage. I'm like, you can come back, bro. I don't know why you're being so scared.
Because the wrong Terry cannot come back. That's the thing.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can, bro. I edge guard with Lil Mac, bro. I hop on the stage, hit a nigga, and jump back up, bro. Like, you'll be okay. If I can do it with Lil Mac, you can do it with fucking Terry, bro. I guarantee it.
You're probably right. All right, we won't get back to the questions.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Yeah, I was gonna say I literally just
replaced. Who was last? Mo. So
well,
who
turns so hey, can I get another turn or like because these questions are just wrong. You're wrong.
All right. This third one, bro. You get it wrong, it doesn't matter.
All right, this Mo, if you get this one wrong, you might be kicked out of Naruto trivia, brother.
I'm trying to beat the fraud allegations, bro. Help me.
All right. What was the name of the fifth Hokage?
See what you mean by fifth though? Like fifth or
Nick, the fifth Hokage.
Like, who is the like, are we talking about like the fifth nigga to become Hokage?
The fifth Hokage, nigga. It's only one fifth Hokage.
I got my answer. I'm locking it. You ready? Tsunade.
Yes, bro.
But technically,
there is no technically.
It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 3.
It was 1, 2, 3, then back. It
was I wasn't sure what they was asking.
It was 1, 2, 3, then back to one.
Hey, it went. The nigga had a second term. The third Kage had two terms in that bitch.
Second term is still fucked it up.
So I wasn't sure.
That's crazy. That nigga got two terms and still managed to fuck it up. That's crazy.
It's unfortunate, brother.
He really is the worst. Wow. Okay.
It's unfortunate, brother.
This nigga trash.
This nigga is a bum, bro. This nigga is a bum. All right, whose turn is it?
Sam.
Real nigga.
Name the group of elite ninja who are assigned to protect the Hokage.
The Anbu Black Ops.
That's correct.
I ain't gonna lie, I probably forgot that one.
I was thinking like it has to be Anbu unless they're looking for a specific division.
I would have said SEAL Team 6, nigga. I would like
that's crazy.
Why did think about it? I was about to say Akatsuki is a no, wrong group.
I would have said fucking Naruto over there somewhere.
Don't Rasengan at them niggas.
I'm sure.
But it's the Anbu that's underneath the Hokage, because remember, technically, this Anbu that's part of Danzo's.
Yeah.
As well, two different Anbu.
There's multiple divisions of the Anbu. Them niggas like
it's Anbu, and then there's Anbu Black Ops.
Then they got like the Hunter Division, Tracker Division, Torture Division. I was like, yo, this is the CIA, bro. We not doing this.
That's really what it is. Goodness. Stay woke.
All right, Josh. What test did Naruto fail in the academy?
The ninja test.
No.
Well, I guess what?
Oh, what specific test?
Yeah, what specific?
It was the clone test, the clone jutsu test.
Yep.
Yeah. I was trying to get the nigga fraud allegations. Fuck.
You're not. I'm not Nobara, bro. I'm not Nobara.
Hey, chill. I don't think he there yet.
We not Maki.
Stop. We're not doing JJK discourse. We're not doing JJK discourse right now. Stop.
She's not a fraud either. She's not a fraud. All
right. I'm ready. Give it to me.
Karapika might be one though. No, I'm playing.
Right. Let's see.
Get his nigga a hard question.
He's trying to get me caught up.
I'm just trying to see if there was a. All right, never mind. We'll go with this one.
I wish I had a fraud sound effect. I would have played that for so it got it wrong.
Who was planned to be killed by Sasuke?
There were multiple niggas who were planned to be killed by Sasuke. You want the list?
Or I guess there's just one main person that was trying to.
I think I know who.
Who Sasuke was trying to kill?
Mm-hmm. The one main person that Sasuke was trying to kill.
There are two strong answers here.
There
are three strong answers. Because he was trying to kill three specific people. Okay. Itachi is one of them because he murdered his family. Danzo was another because he found out that bullshit. And the third one was Naruto because he thought killing his best friend be given the most power.
You gotta pick one of the three.
But that
There's only one.
His original goal. His original goal was to kill Itachi. That was his original goal.
Say the original goal.
That was his original goal.
Is that your final answer? You locking it in?
This is not fair though, because it could be anything. Like, this website might be like, it was actually Kakashi, like, because he fought Kakashi for 5 seconds. Like, what?
Nigga, say final answer. Stop whining.
Itachi, lock in, Mo. You committed,
Itachi,
nigga?
Itachi. Yes, that is correct, brother.
Thank you. Like, fuck.
This nigga was stressing.
Exactly.
Playing for his life. Like, brother, man, come on.
It's hard out here, man, being a Naruto fan.
All right, Sam. What does the symbol on Gaara's forehead mean?
Fuck.
You got that, nigga.
Does it mean love?
That's correct.
That's crazy. Nah, it's love. It is love because it's for his mom and shit. That's why.
Yeah.
I know. I was reading that one. I was like, I don't remember his whole backstory and everything like that. All right,
damn. This tells us we know way too much about Naruto, bro. We've got to get help.
No, just touch on grass, bro. It's okay.
Bro, if y'all, these questions are easy compared to the Marvel.
Oh, yeah, the Marvel. Them niggas bro, were struggling. Them niggas were struggling. Yo, check out that Marvel episode. Them niggas were struggling.
I was trying to, but the day I looked, I guess it wasn't up, but I do want to watch it, though.
I definitely don't know
Marvel shit for sure.
Some of the questions, I feel like if you really watched all of the Marvel movies, like,
and study
more
it
than once, then like you would know. But if you don't know Marvel like that, you weren't really getting none of them questions right.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
I think it's on Josh.
It's the evil world we live in.
Yep.
RTJ. Right.
To whom does Naruto call Bushy Brow?
Shit, that's two answers too. But well, not really. Lee.
Yes.
What's his Rock first Lee. Name?
Rock Lee. I think it's Rock Lee. Rock is a crazy name for first name.
This nigga Josh getting the easiest question. Meanwhile, me and Sam out here
fighting for your life.
Me out here fighting for my life with these wrong questions.
Well, Sam know more Naruto than me, bro.
Yeah, because Sam gobbled that shit up, bro, his whole childhood.
That's crazy. Oh,
wait,
nigga,
wait,
that's why.
Nah, hold up. Gobble is crazy, especially with Thanksgiving coming up.
Oh, yeah. Y'all eat turkey? What's your opinion on turkey?
Turkey breast, that's it.
Honestly, turkey, my like, God, we do like a smoked turkey.
Smoke.
Either like a smoke or you do like a fried turkey.
Like a deep fried type drum?
Kind of, yeah. Essentially, yeah.
I can fuck with that.
That might be good.
But when I have Thanksgiving, when I'm like, I guess not when I grow up, but like when I start hosting Thanksgivings and shit, you're not seeing turkey in my shit, but you're gonna see mac and cheese, you're gonna see chicken. Fuck that turkey.
Yo, Omar, I got a question for you. Do you eat yams?
Yams?
Like candied yams?
I mean, it depends on like who house I'm going to. Like, if it's my granny house, if it's like my granny house, then yeah, like she'll make them.
Do you like candied yams or like sweet potatoes? I know they're two different things.
I was gonna say that's two sweet potatoes. Yes, candied yams. I don't really eat them every day. It's like a Thanksgiving, depending on who house I go to.
You don't want to die.
Okay, but you like them though. Okay, no, there's two niggas right here that don't like yams.
Bro, what?
Yeah,
thank you.
Y'all just never had it like made the right like.
Nah, we've had it made. I just don't eat them.
I just don't like it. For me, it's a texture thing. I just don't like it.
I mean, essentially, it's just like
I'm trying to break generational curses in my family.
Yeah, me too.
I'm trying to break the generational curses. It'd be a lot of cholesterol. It'd be a lot of cholesterol on Thanksgiving Day. I'm trying to break that shit, bro.
No, that's wild.
Like,
high blood pressure.
Wait, nah. Like, I was at my family cookout. I was at my family cookout over the summer, bro. We had like family that come visited from Florida, and everybody like made shit. I said, yo, this is a lot of food that can give people heart attacks. This is a lot of cholesterol food. I said, I'm not eating this. I'll be all right. I'm good. Like, they be like, yo, Josh, come on, get another plate. Like, I'm good with one plate. I'm all right.
I'm trying to watch my
cheese and high cholesterol right there.
I only eat one plate of it though. I'm not going back to eat five plates of mac and cheese and then take home leftover mac and cheese.
Yeah, I'm a big nigga. So if I go back for seconds, my family will be like, "Oh, there go Mo."
They be judging.
I'm like, I was going for the green beans. That's crazy.
Oh, there go Mo. It's crazy. I know that's your uncle to be saying.
So every time at Thanksgiving, I eat before I go because I ain't being on no fat nigga shit around my family. So
that's wild.
It's trauma for real, you know. You think about it.
Like, his uncle, it'd be his uncle be saying, I know it'd be his uncle.
Hey, niggas is wild in my family.
I was just wondering about it because these two niggas do not. No, Trayvon too does not like yams or really sweet potatoes.
All right. I don't like sweet potatoes at all.
I don't eat.
That's crazy.
That's so crazy. Wait. So do you eat sweet potato pie?
No.
I've had it before.
Okay, that's fair, John.
Sweet potato pie like isn't the worst, but I'm not going out my way to eat it.
That's crazy.
Respectfully.
We had an episode we talked about like the black foods that we don't eat. Like it's just we don't eat it.
But I also don't really eat pie. I also don't really eat pie, so
y'all might have to turn in y'all black cards. I'm not gonna lie to you on that one.
Everybody do that.
I'm gonna give my auntie a bag of apples.
We want to break the generational curses that our families have placed on us. All right, we trying to be healthy out here.
Nothing's wrong with that. But like, dog, it's just Thanksgiving. It's one day out of 365.
Josh, that excuse may fly for you, but I don't know if the same would apply for me. Respectfully. I hear you though. Yeah, trying to break the curses of high blood pressure. Yes,
like that shit is high blood pressure. It's right where my dad got diabetes. It's a lot of shit.
Why you throw straight that shit, dad, bro? He not even gonna hear this fucking podcast.
That's a fact. That's true.
I just cannot believe, like, especially like sweet potatoes just in general. Sweet potatoes is fire.
No, I'm alright.
Oh,
with a little cabbage, butter, like cabbage. I'm good on cabbage. I'll eat it here and there, but I don't. I'm not gonna go out my way to look for cabbage.
I'm gonna say I'm not a super big fan of cabbage, but I still eat cabbage though.
Cabbage can be good. No, cabbage can be good for sure.
I'm good.
Y'all like coleslaw?
I eat coleslaw. Actually, I never had it, so I can't really speak on it. I never had it. Now I'm thinking about it.
I mean, essentially, it's like just lettuce, really, with like, yeah. I don't know, like carrots and stuff in it. It's not like, I don't know.
Isn't it terrible? Is it mayonnaise in there?
Mayonnaise, I think so.
Like cabbage, lettuce, and like mayonnaise and carrots.
Yeah.
Depending on where you get it and who makes it.
I'm about to say
that also plays a big factor into it.
I was just saying, like, all black food depends on who makes it. Cause I'm going to keep it a buck. Everybody think they could cook. And be open up in a restaurant and can't be cooking.
That's a fact.
You know that joint in near the ShopRite Mo, Rochester's?
I've heard of it. I've never been, but I've heard of it.
I boy, keep it a buck, bro. I support my people, but
okay, Keith Lee. What was it? Out of 10, what was it, Keith Lee?
Zero.
Damn. Some black people need to stay in the house because, bro,
that nigga Keith Lee in Atlanta right now.
Try to say that, bitch.
Causing trouble. Wait,
somebody said he found good customer service at the Jamaican spot in Atlanta. And then somebody said, you know how trash customer service gotta be at Atlanta to go to a Jamaican spot and get good service? I was like, yo. Hey, yo.
Keith Lee, he in Atlanta, yeah. He
fighting for his life.
Them niggas shaking. They're like,
hey, bro, but that, yo, you got to do better with your service. You can't be opening up a restaurant and have terrible service.
I can't support black businesses a lot anymore, bro. I can't do it anymore.
No, your dumbass supported a black movie theater and regretted it ever since.
109, and have I gone back? I swear to God, bro. This is black.
Hey, I heard about that, bro. I heard about that. I listened to that episode.
Like, bro, we said that nigga dumbass.
I can't. No, it was a college. I went to this black restaurant, man. Bro, I swear to God, I'm never supporting them again. Ever.
That's funny.
Bro, they tried to give me food. I told them I'm allergic. They said, you still want it? Can't do it.
That's crazy.
And then the ribs tasted like burnt rubber. I was upset. I said,
"Wait, is this at a movie theater?"
No, yeah. It's by Drexel. It's called JD Soul Food Restaurant.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the movie theater stuff. I was like,
no, they packed that
movie theater is crazy.
They packed up, bro. I ain't never going back. I will purposely go on my way to avoid.
It's only one good soul food joint in my neighborhood, and I gotta go all the way to Cherry Hill to really to get it because I know the auntie over there. So
Sam,
I gotta take y'all there. It's good food.
Sam, I don't know if you put me on the spot, but I remember Carmen and I went to the spot in North Philly, and you can tell how good the food is by the amount of security guards that's outside that bitch.
Oh shit!
Because we went to the spot, it's just niggas in bulletproof vests outside and shit. Y'all can go in. It's just a nigga and somebody. It's like somebody's auntie in the kitchen. What you want, honey? Okay. 15 minutes. And they put that shit on the platter and it started leaking out the platter. Nigga.
Yeah.
No, I ain't gonna lie. Bro, I swear them RDC videos be so damn real. The place I went and DoorDashed at, bro, I'm looking around. I'm like, bro, where's the GPS saying I'm here? I'm like, what? Oh, that I'm like, dog. Bro, it's random little spot. I'm like, bro, this can't be it. So I pulled in there, right?
Wait, I know where you're going.
Bro, I pulled in there. I walked in there. It was the right spot. Bro, I walk in. A little kid said, what you need? I'm like, what? Bro, what? bro, I'm telling you, little kid, there's like 2-3 chairs in there, and it's just a kitchen. Like, a counter and then just a kitchen. I'm like, I'm here to pick up an order. He's like, for who? I told him, bro, he go grab it. Come out with a plastic bag, bro, and the white styrofoam containers.
Yeah.
I don't know who food it was, but I just know that it had to be good because there was no sign saying the restaurant name. They were just in a building.
It was somebody else.
That nigga pulled up to a stoop and it was a kid just said, what you need, yo? nigga had a cigarette in the back of his ear. He had a cigarette like this. What you need, yo? Oh, Platinum 5? I got you.
go in the back for 5 minutes and come out with a whole plate of food freshly cooked. Like, nigga, was that pre-made? Oh my god,
it's crazy, bro.
Where are we at? What
that's
we doing?
That's how you know. That's
oh no, no, I got one. Man. I got one last black question for Mari. You like potato salad?
Potato salad, yes.
Do y'all niggas like potato? Well,
it's solid.
It's
not my favorite salad to have, but.
I mean, it's like, again, I'm not going out of my way to get this stuff. But yeah. If somebody cooks it, I'll eat it.
Yeah. I'm not going to, like, make potato salad personally. But I've had it. It's solid, yeah. All right, it's my turn, nigga. Give me my question.
I hate your name.
All right.
I'm trying to beat the allegation.
Which Akatsuki member launched an attack on the Hidden Leaf Village that led to the death of the third Hokage?
So I'm assuming we mean former Akatsuki member. Okay, whatever. I'm gonna just say, give me Orochimaru for 200.
No Orochimaru for 200. The pedophile.
That's he a lot of things. So I'm just leave it at that.
He's the man with a dream,
bro. He's the master escape artist.
Yeah, he's something. He a finesse for sure. He did all that shit. He did all that shit and then got on Naruto's good side. Now he living peacefully.
He got a whole son too. That's best friends with Naruto. Son. That is crazy ass shit, yo.
I mean, he playing the long game right now. He playing the long game. I respect this hustle.
That is crazy.
He still never got Sasuke body.
Hey man, he waiting for the right time.
All right, my turn. Moving on.
What?
It's not your turn. Sam's
turn. Oh, Sam.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Who tricks Naruto into stealing a scroll in the first episode of the series?
Oh, God.
I know you're talking about the silver. Is he silver hair?
Does he need a name?
Name.
It's a name.
Yeah. Don't ask me then. If he don't get it, don't ask me.
I got it.
I know the nigga. I don't know the nigga. You know
he was with. Oh god, what's his name? Meets.
Yeah, I'm happy you gave this one to Sam.
Come on, I got it. I'm about to win.
Yo, get off your phone, Josh. You cheating?
I'm not cheating. I'm actually checking YouTube right now.
Yeah, you looking at Naruto shit?
Fuck, I don't know. I know the first two letters. Me.
Hey, just say it. You gotta say it.
It's not. I'm gonna say Mitski, but it's not Mitski. And it starts with M I something.
You got 20 seconds though. Come on.
Fuck. What's his full name? I'm gonna say M I nigga. I know who you're talking about. M I nigga. I cannot think of his full name. It's like meet something.
I'm taking it. It's Mizuki.
Damn, yeah. That's his name.
Yeah. Hey, Mo, I would have been in the same boat.
Niggas talk about episode 0.5, not me one. This is like the first 2 minutes of fucking Naruto. I don't remember that nigga shit, bro.
I remember because he got hands and feet put on his ass by Naruto. And Naruto got the fucking jutsu that he always uses nonstop from him. We got to blame that nigga for Shadow Clone Jutsu. That's it. That's why I hate him.
He gave us the Naruto we know today, though. You know,
man, fuck that.
All right, Josh. I guess it's also your turn still, since you stole his answer. So it's still your turn. So you can,
yeah, I'm about
to now be up one.
All right,
nigga, I'm already up one. I'm about to be up two.
Who held Naruto hostage when he was born?
Oh, Obito, Madara.
Yeah.
No. You gotta say one answer, bro.
It's Obito. Fine.
Okay.
Well,
it's Obito.
Based on this website, you're
it's wrong. Obito, nigga.
What did the website put? Madara?
Yeah, the website has Madara.
Nah, nigga.
It's Obito.
Nah, nigga, we ain't doing that.
You know, if I was being technical, I'd be like, it was perceived to be Madara at the time. If I wanted to be petty, you know.
All right, Mo. I do not know how to say the word in this question, so forewarning you, I'm not trying to hoe you. Name the ninja who is a Kunoichi. Is that, I don't know if that's how
Kunoichi,
yeah.
Just say Kunoichi as well. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the question?
Yeah, that's the question.
It only wants me to name one of them?
Yeah.
Crazy part, I know his answer, so I'm not going to take it. Because I know the answer, because this is what I look for, and I saw this question. So.
Yeah, so don't answer it.
I'll just say, like, never mind. I don't even know how to give you a real hint.
It just wants me to name a ninja who's a Kunoichi.
A Kunoichi, yes.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna just say, give me. Okay, just give me Sakura then.
That is correct.
Yeah, because all it means is female ninja. So I'm pretty sure, at least, that's what it means.
That's crazy that you got that answer.
It's just female ninja. I'm pretty sure that's what
you,
that word.
But it's more than one. It could have been Ino.
Yeah. I know. I just said somebody who's more of a main character. That's
hey, Sam, I ain't going to hold you, bro. You down. You losing. You the fraud of the group.
See, I can't be mad at that. I can't be mad at that. Because that question Sam that had cooked me.
It's three. I got six. Mo got five.
I got three.
No, Sam has four.
Oh, you got four? All right, my fault.
Because Sam's just down one, and then you're up.
Oh, God.
Yeah, up by two against him.
And I said that was the last question that I had.
Oh, no,
you
won.
Hey,
on the list.
Hey, Sam, it's been a pleasure, man. It's been...
Hey, you a fraud. You a fraud, nigga.
I'm not going to lie to you, Sam. Mari, hold you on that question. I ain't going
to lie to you. Hey, I went through. I just randomly picked questions. I didn't even look at the answers to it.
I ain't mad at you, bro, but that was a crazy question. I would have had no clue.
Nigga. Hey, bro, y'all know what Kevin Durant said?
You know who I am. Y'all know who I am.
I'm the GOAT, nigga.
I hate this nigga, bro. He's so corny, bro.
But we officially at like an hour 20 now, man. It's 11:30. I got to get lunch or something. I'm hungry as shit. Mari, thank you for joining us. This will be one. Yes, I'm starving.
Well, you ain't sleeping.
But yes, I'm starving. Yes, I ain't sleep, but I'm good. I can run. I can go. I might take a nap later today, so it doesn't matter. Who knows? But
Why you get your eyes get all big like that? Anyway, I'm about to wrap it up. You, Mari, tell the good people where they can find you and your squad.
Yes, sir, man. Hey, at C4 Table Talk, man, we are on pretty much everything where you listen to a podcast on. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all follow us on IG, TikTok. And we do have a YouTube page. You know, subscribe to our YouTube page, you know. We don't have, like, actual video yet. You know, we're still working on that. But, hey, man, make sure y'all just go ahead and follow us. Make sure y'all, you know, follow these boys on all their social media platforms, man. You know, they putting out good content out there, man. We gonna start doing some more stuff together. And just know it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy, bro. Because Josh know my group. I know they group, bro. It's going to be so wild. It's gonna be some wild takes, man. But
it's gonna, you know, be, gonna be like that Timmy Turner Fairly Our Parents crossover, you know, Jimmy Neutron.
That was some heat as a kid too. That was some heat.
Or Jimmy Team Power Up.
That was some heat. But yo, we also gonna try and link up as well. Obviously, DreamCom is in the plans for both groups. Yeah, we're gonna try and do that.
I beg your pardon.
He reaching into my pockets. You lucky Trayvon not here. Trayvon be like, good luck with that, brother.
Trayvon, I thought he got the most money out of all of us and the cheapest one out of all. It's the cheapest one.
How you think crazy. He's rich?
Nah, yo, that's sick. Man. Nah, he be saying he broke, bro. He frauding as a broke man.
This nigga really said with green card. With what money?
Nigga think I'm paying for
it. From what I heard, yo.
Gonna start saving up now.
Exactly. From what I heard, nigga, DreamCon about to be even crazy, got to be expensive for even a content creator. Like, they charging them niggas even extra.
Hey, so, this mortgage got me fighting for my life. So, respect.
Bro, just turn off your electricity like you always do, bro. You good.
Fuck a fridge.
Hey, bro. Yo, when you told me you turned up all your electricity, that's what I thought.
You turn your oven on in the winter. You don't need no heat.
Okay.
That's not a good idea. That's not a good idea. No, Mo, you just bundle up, bro. Just wear your hoodies and pants while you sleep.
Hey, man. The way this global warming looking, we almost in November and it's 80 degrees outside. So I might not need.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you in Michigan right now, Mari?
Well, I mean, I'm in school right now, but I'm in Wisconsin, but it's like, I don't even know. It's 45 here, so it's probably like bro, what's crazy is it was just like 70 degrees like 2 days ago.
Yeah, it is currently I think 80 degrees right now.
Yo, I'm taking this hoodie off I'm not wearing this outside, dog. I'm taking this shit off.
Yeah, you're gonna be hot.
Exactly. It was like 77 the other day, so
it's gonna be 81 today.
God damn,
that's wild.
Dog, come on, yo.
My dog said, yo, follow the podcast, follow C4 Table Talk.
Yeah,
me the fuck out of here, bro.
They some real niggas. That's what she just told me.
Yeah, man. We got a lot coming, man. You know, hopefully doing some gaming, you know what I'm saying? Doing some gaming.
Yes, I'm going out to get back into the streaming after like school is done for me. I'm gonna get back in the stream. A lot of stuff I'm gonna be working on. Rosie, what's up? But yeah,
she said follow these niggas, please.
That's crazy.
But yes, follow C4 Table Talk. Follow Afro Anime on all our socials. I'll put it in this link in the description when the episode goes up, most likely tonight, if not tomorrow. But yes, this was Mari from C4 Table Talk. This is RT Josh, San Savage Mo. When we are out.